third season, 19th episode of Choice, my experience building relationship with God. In the previous episode, one of the things that I had shared was how getting a notebook and beginning to learn how to write down scripture and my thoughts in regards to what was going on in relation to God's word that I was looking at during the times that I would invest in that secret place with our Heavenly Father, and how journaling became for me one of multiple steps or tools that I was able to use to foster, nurture, get to know, and increase in my relationship with our Heavenly Father. As I was learning how to make the choice to invest time in God's Word, how to set aside that time with Him in His Word, to study His Word, to meditate, ponder on His Word, to use His Word in my prayers, in talking with Him, I discovered that having that notebook was truly a benefit because it allowed me to have that place where I could write down the scriptures, where I could write down what I was drawing out from God's word and how I was able to apply His word in situations and circumstances in my life, and also the outcomes. It gave me a place where I could record, where I could also go back and reflect on different experiences that I had with our Heavenly Father. Most recently, when I was journaling, I was prompted to look at Psalms 103. This is a psalm that I genuinely enjoy because it shares characteristics of our Heavenly Father that are priceless. Psalms 103, out from the New King James Version. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This particular psalm, 103, is an excellent example of something that the Holy Spirit would illuminate to me. During my journal time, I would go to the particular psalm or the verse. After reading the psalm or the verse, I would begin to meditate and ponder it. And in doing so, this would extend my journal time in God's word, in his presence. I would begin to write down the full psalm. I would go through verse by verse and write it down. And as I would write down each verse, I would think about it and what it meant to me. I would study it out if it was necessary for me to look up certain words or the context of the verse. And it's really extraordinary how time just extends when we get drawn into God's word. Also, this particular psalm, 103, it speaks of praises to the Lord for his many benefits. It also speaks to the Lord for his ongoing mercy towards us. And it also lets us know, reminds us of all his benefits, how he forgives us of all our iniquities, not some of them, but all of them, how he heals us, from all our diseases, how he has redeemed our life from destruction, how he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and how being in his word, meditating on his word, memorizing his word, pondering his word over time, how doing this, he satisfies our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. It reminds us how, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. It reminds us of his greatness, of his omnipresence, of his power, of his authority, of him being everywhere and at the same time being in one place. It reminds us of his compassion for us, his thoughtfulness towards us, his mercy and his graciousness. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. However, it says in verse 10, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. This psalm brings up in later verses how, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. And that fear there, that's not fear as in scary, frightened, of wrath fear. It's as in reverential fear, reverencing him as our Heavenly Father, as the Lord God Almighty, sovereign, holy, most high, the protector and keeper of Israel, the God who never slumbers nor sleeps, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Heavenly Father, God who loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. This psalm expands so far from the very first verse all the way through the last verse. And there's so much in this psalm that when we are going through the scriptures and in this particular psalm, each and every verse, there's so much that we can draw out from it, that the Holy Spirit can show us, because that's one of the things he does for us, is that when we're in God's word, he can show us, he can take us deeper into his word, into a particular verse. And this is just one psalm. One psalm out of the whole expanse of God's holy word, of the Bible, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Just one psalm can take us for hours to get through the psalm and glean so much nuggets of wisdom, of understanding about who our Heavenly Father is and how he looks at us, how he beholds us, how he loves us, the things that he's promising to do because we belong to him. This is just one psalm. When we make that choice to apprehend the time, to schedule the time, to discipline ourselves, to come and sit in God's word, the blessings are unlimited. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. God is real.